Hey, what's up, Anchor Family? Kay Pryor welcomes you back to her podcast. Yesterday, family, I told you that I will compile a list of core values so that you may be able to determine what are yours. If you don't feel a need to find this list important or important or appropriately, then don't worry about it. But if you're like me and other people that's searching and seeking relationships and marriage, or my bad, a relationship or marriage, then it'll be a good idea for you to discover who you are as a person. And some people may be beyond this, and some are not, you know. Whatever floats your boat, stick in your lane. If it's not for you, it's not for you. So, give me a second and let me get my thoughts together. As you can see, I'm stumbling all over my words here. So, let me gather myself together and get this list ready for you guys, okay? Stay tuned. Sheesh, family, I do not know what happened to my Spotify. I update the app and I turned my Spotify, I connected it to my profile, so I'm not sure why did they take the Spotify music. Where is the Spotify folder? Are any of you having the same technical difficulties? Is there some way you can let me know what I'm not doing here? Hey, family, just to let you know, I just love music. So if you catch me mesmerizing on here, or, you know, just letting the music play out for a little bit, it's just because I let it touch my soul, let it touch your soul. If you catch me lingering with the music on here, just enjoy it. I'm trying to find my Spotify, though. Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Be right back. Uh-oh, here's another one for you. Hey, give yourself some relaxation. Just improvise while I play this little audio insert for you, okay? Just take yourself there if you're feeling some type of way, such as brokenhearted, loneliness, or anything like that. Let this song inspire you to dig deep within your soul, to ask yourself why you're feeling the way you do. Stay up. Want to add, whatever your day, however it seems, you'll be fine. You will be fine. Put your trust in God. This podcast is about all topics, all things come to life. I know he or she's gone, they're gone, and they're still lingering in your mind. Let this music replace that person, you dig? those worries behind you. And for my GOT fanatics, season 8 is right around the corner, baby. It's right around the corner, so don't be depressed. Don't be sad anymore. But no, on a more serious tip, if you're suffering from a broken heart, if you're lost in life, if you're uncertain, replace that feeling with God. Let this music soak in your mind. Create your own words. I mean, it feels so good to be here, right? We're present, we're living, right? Because you look to the left, somebody may be dying. You look to the right, somebody going to the hospital. But we're here. We made it. We're living. Don't worry, family. I'm working on this list. Actually, I have it. I'm just enjoying this beautiful sound of music right now. Heal thy heart, heal thy mind, thy body, thy soul. Grow into that man or woman that you know you are. Take the time out in your single season and self-develop. Self-develop your mind. Work for what you're trying to do. Let this lifetime be your next life. Read a book, chill at the park, kick it with your friends, go outside, join. Nah, just kidding. Hey, here's this list of core values that I've researched on Google. I'll just put Google out there like that. This brings out the healthy things inside of yourself. Don't be upset with life. Be upset with the choices you made to get you where you are. If you went outside of God's will, and He says, don't sin, don't have sex before marriage, and that's what He said, that's what He meant, and you took it upon yourself and do it anyway, well, guess what? Hmm. Don't be down, baby. Pay for it. It'll be your greatest victory. How can a perfectionist tell me about a problem if they're perfect? You see what I'm saying? What are your core values? Number one, respect. And I'm sure for men, that's a big one. Respect your partner. Respect life. Respect, period. And this is just my opinion, so I'm just going to give you a quick list, okay? What about dependability? What about reliability, loyalty, commitment, open-mindedness, consistency, honesty, efficiency? What about good humor? Someone you can just sit around and laugh with over little silly things, you know? Someone that you can just be able to come home and not take life and things so serious, that you can just joke about something that happened at your job and just laugh about it. What about a little bit of humor? What about passion? There's nothing worse than sharing your passion with someone that just, they're just dead to hearing your passions. What about a passionate person? Is that one of your desires? Is it? Ladies and gents, there are a bunch of core values. Another one can be religion. Do you and that person believe in the same thing? What about, do you know what your beliefs are? It's important to discover. Learn who you are before you try to commit yourself into another relationship. Learn who you are. Therefore, you're able to be a help or a guidance or lead someone into a better direction. This is Kay Pryor. Thanks for listening. If you got anything out of this podcast, I appreciate it. If not, keep it moving. Either way, enjoy your day. Peace. Hey, my bad. I wanted to give you a positive image. Sorry, I don't know where my mind is today. I wanted to give you a positive audio instrumental for you to go out on. Something to think about. Become creative. If you're not creative, do what you're good at. Find your passion. Find your hobby. Today is the Sabbath day, people. Sabbath. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm learning about it myself. But yeah, if you want to know, if you're interested in learning, go look it up. It's not hard to do. All right, I'm out for real this time. Enjoy your day. Have a good one. And remember, God loves you. Love yourself. Peace.